Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. New data from the USDA's Economic Research Service shows retaliatory tariffs reduced U.S. ag exports annually by $13.2 billion. Specifically, the research points to six trading partners, Canada, China, the European Union, India, Mexico, and Turkey, that announced retaliatory tariffs affecting agriculture and food products in 2018. The retaliatory tariffs followed the U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from major trading partners and on a broad range of imports from China. The agricultural products targeted for retaliation were valued at $30.4 billion in 2017, with individual product lines experiencing tariff increases ranging from 2 to 140%. USDA estimates analyzed losses from mid-2018 through the end of 2019 totaled $13.2 billion across 17 commodity groups, led by soybeans, sorghum, and pork. ERS Research estimated Iowa lost $1.46 billion, Illinois at $1.41 billion, and Kansas at $955 million, all on an annualized basis. In the wake of the highly pathogenic avian influenza being found in U.S. wild birds, poultry producers are asked to be on alert. Gary Crawford from the USDA has more.
In the last major outbreak of avian influenza in U.S. commercial poultry 7 years ago,
producers lost more than $1.6 billion and more than 50 million birds died or had to be culled.
Dr. Juliana Linick coordinates USDA's National Wildlife Disease Program. She says now that the highly pathogenic avian influenza virus has been detected in wild migratory birds here in the U.S.,
now is the time for the poultry industry to double down on biosecurity,
doing everything possible to keep the virus out of poultry facilities and also keeping a closer eye on flocks. Dr. Jack Shear, who helps run the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, told us what to look for.
It starts out perhaps with just simple malaise, that birds just don't feel good. They're quiet. More quiet than normal. They don't eat as much. They may not drink as much water. These are all signs that things aren't normal within the flock, and they need to be reported and they need to be looked into, and perhaps the flock needs to be tested.
Yes, bird flu can mimic other problems, but he says report everything regardless.
NDSU Extension's monthly webinars on agricultural markets continue. The series targets farmers, ranchers, and agribusinesses, and people who want to know about market conditions and their impact on North Dakota's economy. David Ripplinger, NDSU's Extension Bioproducts Bioenergy Economist, says the webinar series has been well received. We look forward to continuing the series as an opportunity to provide up-to-date insights on the agricultural economy and North Dakota. This is Inside Agriculture.